God is good.
All the time.
God is good. Good morning, everybody. And just in case you didn't recognize me, I do have new glasses there. See, now do you recognize me? Hopefully I won't be stumbling over words reading on the screen now. But the staff. They've been laughing at me because the words are getting bigger and bigger on the screen. And I said, well, there's folks in the congregation that are just complaining that they can't see that screen. No, really. But anyway, so I'm still trying to get used to them. So if you see me do this, you know what's going on, all right? But welcome. My name is Eric Dirks, and I just so much appreciate you braving the weather this morning to get out here and worship God. And we probably we'll have a record low this Sunday, unless a miracle happens in the next 10 minutes or so. But we will have fun while we're here. We have some special things that are taking place this morning, as this is Epiphany Sunday, by the way. Now, many of you may recognize Epiphany by when the wise men showed up to Jesus' manger, some believe, or most people believe that he was probably about 2 years old by the time the wise men showed up. And so I don't know if you've noticed in our manger scene here, the wise men have slowly been creeping their way towards Mary and Jesus and Joseph, and today they are there. Now, in our own Christian life, Epiphany is a Sunday when we look for new ideas, new thoughts, new directions in our life, to help keep Christ-centered in whatever that new year is. And of course, this year is 2010. I don't know about you, but are you having trouble realizing this, 2010? Well, if you would open up your announcement page this morning with me, we have some things going on this week that I want you to know about. All of these announcements are important, but I want to lift up just a few. First of all, today at 3 o'clock, I expect all of you to be at my house. Obviously, we don't want anybody to get hurt. But really, seriously, I need some people to come and help me eat. All right? Mom and Jamie cooked all day yesterday, and the rest of us are starving because we had to put up with all that good smell and stuff. But anyway, please, if you obviously feel safe, or if you can grab a ride with someone and ride together, anytime between 3 and 6, come and go as you please. We definitely invite you out to our house for the holiday party. Also, I want to lift up on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, Sports and Rec is going to have basketball night. It's this coming Thursday, and it's going to be at North School Gymnasium this time. We've been meeting at South School because we couldn't get into the gymnasium, but beginning this Thursday, it will be up here at North School Gym, 7 to 9, or until we feel like quitting, 7:30. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. Right now, we're just playing half court, so guys, don't feel stressed. You don't have to be in great shape. I mean, look at me, you know. So we just have a lot of fun and play a little sandlot basketball is what I call it. Then don't forget, Saturday morning is United Methodist Men Breakfast at 8:30. A lot of great food. Teddy always makes sure we have plenty of great food and, of course, great fellowship as well. All of these are important announcements. Today is also Warm House Sunday. So if you, because of the weather or whatever, lost track of your donation to the Warm House, make sure you bring it anytime this week, and the office will take that over for you. Now, one other announcement that is brand new, and that is the youth has been canceled for tonight for obvious reasons. A lot of the senior high. Good. Praise God. That's great. Come on out to the house and eat. That's great. But, you know, the youth is getting to a point where the youth really complain to the youth director when we don't have youth, which I think is an awesome thing, isn't it? Yeah, so, but anyway, because of the weather, some of those kids drive, and we just don't want to have them out on the roads, at least because of us. So make sure you read all of these. Now, the one final thing here is the connection card. If you would please fill that out, put your name, address, telephone number on it, especially if you're visiting with us, so that we know that you're here and we can say thank you so much for visiting with us. Just fold it back and forth a couple times after you write on it, and it'll tear pretty nicely, and put it in the offering basket later on in the service. Obviously, if you're a regular attender, please make sure you put the date and your name on it so we can know you're here as well. Are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning? All right, let us gather our hearts and minds and souls together and stay warm, right? As we worship God this morning, we'll begin with a prayer and the prelude. Let's pray. Dear God, we do thank you so very much for this day. We thank you, Lord, at least some of us do, for the snow, the fresh white snow. And we just ask, God, that those that like it and those that don't, that all around, Lord, your hedge of protection is around them in their travels. All those that are here and will be heading home pretty soon, God, we ask for your powerful protection to be around them. And anyone who is traveling this day, be with them, Lord, be with their families. As we gather together to worship you, God, help us focus our hearts and our minds and our souls upon you. Help us have fun together fellowshipping, but also, Lord, help us have fun together worshiping you. Anoint us fully with your Holy Spirit on this Epiphany Sunday. Open our minds to new ways of being Christians in this world. Help us bring other people, Lord, through our example and our words and our lifestyle to the Christian lifestyle, to accepting you and your Son as our Lord and Savior, Lord. Be with us now. Help us have an awesome worship service, Lord, and help us be one with you and one with each other in Jesus' name. Amen.